Madam Director General, Honorable President and Vice Presidents of the Assembly, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, Cyprus, being a member of the EU, fully endorses the statement made by the Netherlands on behalf of the Union. Let me start by saying that I fully agree with the Director General's assessment that we should be proud that life expectancy of people in some regions is increasing continuously. This is significantly attributable to health policies formulated under WHO. The pursuit of universal health coverage, access to quality health care services, and access to safe, effective, high quality and affordable medicines and vaccines. It also reflects the improved living conditions around the globe over the last decades. This, in its turn, however, leads to a growing burden on our economies created by chronic diseases. Health systems are also under continuous pressure due to the increasing prices of medicines and medical technologies, as well as rising public and political expectations on the performance of healthcare systems. Indeed, as Minister Schiffer of the Netherlands said yesterday, the current models of access to essential medicine and research and development urgently need improvements. Alternative business models are necessary, and the European Union is seriously focusing on these issues. The current global economic crisis and an additional impact on national health budgets and influenced the sustainability of healthcare systems. Countries have employed various policy tools in response. Some of these responses were positive, stating that some countries have used the crisis as a means to increase efficiency. However, this was not the case for public health. Indisputably, there is a need to promote effective, evidence-based, well-structured as well as innovative health promotion and disease preventive actions aiming at sustainable and equitable health outcomes. It is more than essential to encourage decision-making through a more long-term thinking. There is a need to invest in the area of healthy aging from the perspective of a life course approach with appropriate actions throughout the life cycle. There is also a need for adopting an integrated action in the specific area, which will enclose community empowerment and involvement while aiming at ways for developing supportive and resilient environments for health. Distinguished delegates, as Dr. Chan said yesterday, few health threats are local anymore, and few health threats can be managed by the health sector acting alone. A change in the philosophy of governance related to health issues is important. Efforts must be addressed through the promotion of a health across administration approach. We, as ministers of health, can have a successful role in initiating and coordinating the establishment of formal structures and procedures. It is important to join forces in tackling new identified risk factors such as unhealthy work environment, genetic predisposition, stress, and environment. In all our efforts, WHO can and should play a prime role. It should become the common denominator between all regions and all states so that it may lead us all in helping our respective peoples to achieve a healthy life and secure an even healthier future. Thank you for your attention.